Wisconsin-based farmers and agriculture groups spoke at the state capitol today to voice their support for a broad range of bills that would address issues like farming and water quality. These bills have already passed in the state assembly but are waiting on votes from state senators. Our next guest is one of the people who spoke out in support of those bills. Kristen Jersic is a farmer with Brotset Family Farm and a member of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Kristen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, why did you want to come into the Capitol and support these bills before we get into the specific bills themselves?
Well, it was a great way for a bunch of different agricultural groups to get together for the common good of agriculture and water quality in our state. So it's groups that don't always work together real closely, and this time all the groups are working together really close, and we thought the Assembly did a pretty good job with these bills, and we're hoping that the Senate will do the same.
Well, let's start with looking at the ones on water quality. What kind of bills are you looking for? What kind of issues are they targeting?
Yeah, so for water quality, one of the things we're looking for is for more staffing for the State Geological Survey, we feel like that position is really important. We don't really know as much about the water quantity and quality in our state as we should, and we think funding that position would be very helpful.
And what other kind of things are you concerned about? I understand you're a hydrogeologist before going to work on the family farm.
Yeah, so I did work as a hydrogeologist, we're concerned about water quality across the state, and again, we don't know a lot about the water quality in our rural areas. And so having more water testing would definitely be beneficial for the residents to our state.
And there have been calls for restrictions on manure flow from farms, concerns that that might be the cause of water quality problems in some areas. And in some cases, farm groups have been concerned that might lead to regulation that could hurt their operations. As you talk to other farmers and farming groups, is that a tension you hear about?
That is not something that we talked about in today's press conference.
So what other kinds of bills were you there to advocate for outside of water quality?
Yeah, so I personally was there to advocate for additional conservation staffing for the county conservation departments. They do a lot of boots-on-the-ground work across the state in all our counties with farmers, with best management practices like cover crops, waterways. Some counties are doing grazing. And my favorite bill is Senate Bill 715, and that would fund farmer-led watershed grants, support cover crop pilot programs in the state, and create a full-time grazing education specialist at DedCap.
Yeah, talk some about cover crops, and for people not familiar, why they might be beneficial for protecting soil and water quality.
Yeah, so cover crops are planted between other crops, so corn, wheat, soybeans. So cover crops are there to keep a living root in the ground throughout the entire year. So instead of seeing barren soils where we have a lot of erosion, keeping that ground covered and helping keep that nutrient and sediment on the field instead of in our lakes and streams.
Talking to Kristen Jersic, farmer at Brotset Family Farm, a member of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She and other farmers and farming groups went to the Capitol today to speak in favor of some farming and water quality related legislation at the state capitol, waiting for action from the state Senate. Kristen, can you talk more about conservation and farming? Do you feel like Wisconsin has a strong, I guess, ethic when it comes to farmers wanting to promote conservation?
I think we do. We have a strong ethic wanting to promote conservation. And over the last decade, the funding to help farmers do that has been decreased significantly. So we used to have a program promoting grazing in the state, the Grazing Lands Conservation Initiative. All that funding has been gone for the past 9 years. So it's hard to help new farmers really start really strong conservation farms. We've also lost a lot of funding for our extension agents and other folks in the state who supported grazing. So to me, grass-based dairy and livestock production makes sense for many reasons, and it would be great to restore some of the funding for these great conservation practices.
Can you talk about the benefits of grazing in particular for conservation?
Sure, yeah. Well, for conservation, it holds nutrients in soil. On the soil landscape instead of running off into our waterways. So well-managed pastures are perennial permanent fixtures on the ground. They increase soil health. They increase nutritious feed for livestock, which then increases our human health. Overall, when we have perennial pastures, we really increase the whole water holding capacity and storing capacity, storing that water. So in times of drought, we have that water there to utilize, but we also reduce water scouring damage to roads, bridges, and other taxpayer-supported infrastructure when we do have these strong rains. So our perennial pastures increase the organic matter in our soil and really help with runoff issues across our state.
Do you see a hunger from farmers to want to be able to do more grazing like this if they could get a little nudge like the legislation you're looking for?
We do. When farmers start in grazing, it's really a new way of farming to them. And so they need support. They need on-farm technical assistance. And they need educational workshops and pasture walks and avenues to work with other farmers doing this successfully. We have many successful farmers in the state that have been doing this for a long time, and we need to have more.
Now, I know there's some consumer interest in grass-fed beef and I think maybe other livestock. Is this something where you could see Wisconsin getting a leg up in the market if we get more grazing?
Yes, most definitely. So we do have the Wisconsin Grass-Fed Beef Co-op that a lot of our grazers sell to. We have many farmers that direct market their grass-fed beef at farmers markets and online and on their farms and direct to customers. So absolutely, I definitely see that we could be a leader in really promoting more consumers eating really nutritious, delicious grass-fed beef.
You were at the Capitol today making the case for these kind of provisions. Do you sense from senators or their staffers you met with that they were interested too?
Well, the Assembly certainly has been interested because they passed these bills. So I guess that we'll just have to watch the Senate to see what they do. But I do know a lot of farmers are watching, as are a lot of environmentalists. So I guess we just hope that they do.
Kirsten, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Kirsten Jersick is a farmer with Bratset Family Farm and a member of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She joined us today to talk about support for farm and water quality bills that passed the Assembly and will head to the Senate, who are planning to have some limited action this month.